yeah, Sam kind of hit me with the topic, and I'm pumped too because I'm a Simpsons head at heart. I'm a Simpsons heart head, and I'm excited about it. We have fought the Simpsons before. First of all, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights on the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the very hilarious Lisa Traeger is here. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, so we fought, the Simpsons have like popped into other fights, like TV Dads, I think Homer showed up in, TV Moms, Marge showed up in, but we've never done like an episode that's like, let's fight the Simpsons. So for this one, the topic is the Simpsons minus the Simpsons. When we get to the heavyweight, we just won't have any of the core family in it. Mm-hmm. So it's all kind of your ancillary characters. And
now, do the pets count as nuclear family?
Well, no. Ooh. I will say no. I think you can get the pets in there.
Okay.
I think so. And that's, listen, I know people are going to come at me for that. But it's, geez. Yeah, I don't know. The first episode.
So what are we fighting
about?
Just like, who are they? Or who are the best? So who's crazy? Like, what are we fighting?
For Lisa and any Lisa heads joining us, this is the way the podcast goes down. It's just basically a big game of who would win in a fight between. We're going to do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight round. We're going to decide together who we think would be in each weight class. We're going to decide.
And is this metaphorical or physical?
I think physical. We'll get into it. I don't know. We'll hash it out in there.
That's how rusty we are. Currently is I did not tell Lisa what the podcast was.
Well, that's what this is for, Sam. You're messing up my spiel flow.
It's all add-ons. It's positive. I am gonna open a White Claw though.
Yes, agreed. So yeah, we'll do a lightweight.
Danny, can you make that pop of the can louder? I want that up in the mix.
3-2-3-0. ASMR people are gonna like it.
Oh, they love the show. I'm usually eating a.
People get wet to that.
So we'll talk about who we think's going to be in each round. We'll talk about ultimately. We'll each vote on who we think wins each round, and we'll decide who wins these damn fights. So let's start with lightweight. Oh no, you know what? This is a great example. This is how we usually explain it to people. If we were fighting, say, Seinfeld, a lightweight fight would be like the Soup Nazi versus Jay Peterman. Whereas a heavyweight fight would be Jerry versus Elaine, you know? Okay. So it's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people. Men can fight babies. Dogs can fight ladies. Whatever needs to happen in order for justice to be achieved on the island. And okay, lightweight. Lightweight Simpsons characters who aren't the Simpsons.
Who are great?
Yeah, sure.
But
is it a round robin? Do I say a few? What's...
Yeah, we can just say start a few.
We'll
pick a one versus one.
I'm going to say a few.
Okay, say a few. Rattle them off.
Because this is lightweight. So these are tertiary, not even secondary. Okay, so some of these are actually secondary. So, okay. Fair. I guess I will start. I'm holding him right now. It's Uter. He's filled with chocolate.
Yes. Uter is a great pick.
Uter's an incredible pick. His father is the foreman of the Dusseldorf Gumworks, as I recall.
I just love him running with his little titties.
Full of chocolate. The boy has bosoms. Okay, that's my last Uter quote, I swear. Uter's perfect. Uter's great.
For the listener, Lisa, in addition to... being a comedian, podcaster, also collector of Simpsons figures, and she's showing them on camera, which I don't know how to translate to the listener, but it rocks.
It's a perfect.
I really like it.
It's excellent. I did not know that this was part of the package, and I'm very excited to see what other.
She's already
figurines.
On her sixth White Claw and her.
No, first. Actually, since you have COVID, when I had COVID, people were bringing me packages and stuff, and someone brought me this, and So it's been weeks. I've actually been saving this.
You know, we were talking briefly about, because Sam had the COVID. You currently have the COVID.
I'm at the tail end. Yeah.
I'm assuming this is Sam we're talking to and not the virus. But we were talking about what you could do with your diminished smell. Like if there was like an eating contest you could enter and win because you can't like
a bar smell bet
properly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You have an evil mind.
Or maybe this is what it is. Maybe you could just drink a shitload of like really bad beer or something that's like moldering in the back of the fridge. Weird. Finally get rid of that.
Have you lost your taste?
It's like diminished. I haven't lost it. I can't tell if it's like because I have a cold or because of the COVID.
What, but. Jordan, have you ever lost your taste?
I have, but not due to COVID. Years ago, I lost it.
It's weird because fat still feels so good.
Yeah.
Like that's I put a totally piece of true. Cheese on my tongue and I was like, yeah. Like that's the only thing that I got. I actually love Homer. That's one of my favorite moments is when Homer's eating the sliced cheese.
64 slices. Oh my God. It's so funny.
I like your knowledge of the specific quotes because those are the things that are hard for me.
I have specifically like those like 9 seasons of The Simpsons was like right in the sweet spot of me developing like what is funny. And so for some reason, audibly, I remember all of that shit. That's so funny though. And he's almost blind from it.
Was the thing I say the most is you, Claude. Okay.
Claude.
Was there like a time like syndicated Simpsons ran when you were a kid?
Yeah. So as a kid, I would watch it at like either 5:30, 6 would be 2, something in the middle. Yeah. And they would shift in that.
You get a double dose every day.
And then we would get a 10 p.m. after the 9 o'clock news.
Oh, we never had the 10 p.m. Yeah, we got that 10 p.m. Ooh, not all the time, though. We'd have to stay up for it, you know, because we were like, you know, there's a secret, another Simpsons after the news. What? You know, my little brother didn't believe it.
I think we had like Lawrence Welk or something in Iowa. It's much worse. Well,
good night, children.
Yeah. So, I don't really think I ever watched Sunday to Sunday. That was never part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
it was all rewrite. It was all that Fox 32.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Because like later when I started to really understand when shows were on and stuff, that was around the time that The Simpsons started sucking, and I was like, you know, according to me. But like
people say that, like, but season 10 has one of my favorite episodes.
Which one?
Lard of the Dance.
There are a few season 10 that's episodes a killer that are episode. So good. Yeah. There are a few that are really good.
My favorite later seasons or post peak one is Homer Smokes Weed. I think is like an insanely funny episode.
Yeah, that was
episode.
Fun too.
I like Skinner's Sense of Snow if we're going later and Star Galactica when he there's like another horse episode.
Oh, yeah.
Saddle Star Galactica.
Oh, yeah. Furious D.
Yes. And
was the name of the horse.
Yeah. That's a really fun later one, too.
When
he has the crayon in his nose.
Okay.
Also very good.
And then they pull it out and he goes smart. Okay.
You don't like that I'm saying too much.
No. I'm just going to say, who do we think? Who would you pit against Uter? Because I love Uter. I feel like Uter's going to have like weird European chocolate bars he can use as like weapons, you know?
Yeah. The lightweight I was thinking was Cletus.
I love Cletus.
And they're both accented males.
Yeah.
I love this.
Cletus can throw possums and stuff. He's got
so many possums. He's got an army of children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Brandane.
Brandy! He's got those boots that he found on the hung over the wires.
Kang and Kodos, I think, are in this tier. They might be tier higher, but they're kind of
put them mid.
Okay. They're important.
Those are middleweight. Plus they have like ray guns and shit.
Yeah.
Enslaved Earth, I believe.
Okay, I do have a wild season 1 entry that I'm holding in my hands.
Go ahead. Season 1 is the perfect place for these type of characters too.
Lucille Batowski.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
We got the babysitter.
This is it.
I never
know
how to say her last name, but it's Lucille.
Yes. This is it.
This is a wild pull.
No, this is it. It's got to be. Okay, hang on. I got to look her up now. It's got to be Uter versus the killer babysitter from season 1.
Oh my God.
This is great. Killer babysitter, Simpsons. Versus, I mean, it's, you know, Lucille Bachowski. Yeah. Great. Scary. Love it. Okay, so unless anybody's got any other lightweights, I'm locking this in.
Oh, man.
I would like to just, like, give us, like, a two-minute round just to say our favorite tertiary characters.
Let's do it.
One beats the babysitter, you could stop it, but let's just have a little, you know, a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Here,
Lisa's a podcast professional. She knows what to do. She loves groundwork.
I'm all excited to get into it, but we may be missing some people, and I'm going to throw out Blinky, that three-eyed fish.
Yeah.
Wow. Blinky. Brussels Uter.
Not in, but it's nice to think about him for a moment.
It's nice to think about him.
Oh, stop chasing me.
Because that's when you learn Marge is a badass bitch, you know? Mm-hmm. That, mm-hmm. Outside the fish, that's the episode where it's like, she's not just like a mom. She is, fuck you, petty, cool, smart, but dignified. Like, we learn a lot about her.
Speaking of like a badass mom type, oh my God, I forgot the name. What is the Thelma and Louise?
Milhouse's mom?
No, the Thelma and Louise episode.
Oh, yeah.
Marge's best
friend. What's her name?
It's not Pam. This is killing me. I love her.
Yeah. I Googled Marge friend, and it comes up in Google Images. So.
Oh, great. So it wasn't one of those.
Marge on the Lamb.
One of those articles that's like, Marge has no friends. She's suicidal.
Agnes is fun.
Helen Lovejoy.
Boy, this.
Oh, yeah. I love.
Go ahead.
Say it. You were going to say how many hot moms there are? Was that what you were
going
to
say? I was going to say there's so many. Lisa, you got me all wrong. There's so many hot dads. No. There is so many just like weirdo background characters. Wendell.
Yeah. I like Sherry and Terry.
Sherry and Terry.
A lot.
Her name is Ruth Powers. There
Ruth.
We go.
Ruth.
Ruth Powers.
Powers.
Yeah. Who's the cop that isn't Wiggum? Who are the two cops that aren't Wiggum?
Oh, my favorite.
Lou is who I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Lou is on the fuckable list of Simpsons characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our Patreon podcast. Which Simpsons would you fuck?
I'm thinking
Lou, you'll never find Lou doing anything outwardly buffoonish.
I'm gonna say Apu's mother would be a fun
that's a fun one.
Okay,
I love Luann Van Houten. She's super fuckable.
I love Luann Van Houten. Kirk Van Houten feels like a middleweight to me.
Yeah,
Kirk and Luann are like borderline both of them.
Kirk, I don't see Kirk winning anything. Unless it's by losing.
It has to be Kirk would have to fight another doofus loser.
Yeah, it's like Kirk versus Gil.
Yeah. Oh my God, Gil. Yeah. I think Gil is a great lightweight.
That's a great one.
But I think he's gotta face Kirk. I think that's too good of a fight.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Gil Kirk. I like Gil versus Kirk.
All right, for lightweight or mid?
Lightweight.
No, none. I don't think I still No, I don't think they've taken over. Can't we just have multiple fights going? I don't want to replace the ones we have with those.
Okay, let's.
But I do love them.
Okay. What are our originals?
Uter versus the killer babysitter Lucille Bachowski.
Okay, perfect.
I love it. Okay, so I'm going to lock it in. So the question before us is: who would win in a fight between Uter, the little boy from Germany in The Simpsons, and Lucille Bachowski, also known as Miss Botts and the Babysitter Bandit? This is some deep shit, y'all. This is season one.
So cute.
Now here's my thinking on this one. She couldn't beat Bart and Lisa because they are dynamic. They're together. There's no stopping them, and they're the heroes of the story. But maybe she could beat a chubby, frightened little boy from Germany.
She was successful in her
She's murdering him.
I think in this one, it's just a fight to the to whatever. So I guess is she a murderer? Or
she's
she
chasing him into the woods and tying him up and slitting his throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
You've been watching Yellow Jackets. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I do... a lot of murder in my life.
Big fan.
Is that what the X-ray was about? I hurt my knee not murdering. So it sounds like you. It sounds like you're voting for Lucille. Miss Botts, you think murders this chubby little boy?
Yeah, unless he can get the unless he can get a helper, unless he can run fast enough and miracles, and someone saves him and intervenes, he's getting murdered. Sure.
I'm gonna go in opposition and say I think Uter takes it. And again, I think it's because he has lots of toffees and chocolates on him, and she goes to tie his hands behind his back, and her hands get all sticky, and then he throws sprinkle brow in her eyes, and he pushes her into a cauldron of fudge.
I like this more. I second that.
Maybe it's part of the plan, though, and then a hand comes out and pulls him in. My God.
Yeah, I'm just too grim. That's great. I like that.
Okay, well, we got two for Uter then, Sam. What do you think?
I like the idea of Uter. He's got steely German, roots, right?
You think
he's like a little candy wiener, but maybe he grew up more severe than we know. Sure, just Germany is a very serious country.
His grandfather was some sort of iron monster tyrant, yeah. Nazi general.
I don't know. Just our lack of background on Uter, what he could potentially be, is maybe a vote for Uter for me. But also, when Uter, the main Uter thing to me is thinking about that Treehouse of Horror where he becomes Uterbraten.
Oh boy, he does.
And he does get murdered by adults and everyone eats him. And that makes, I got to vote for the babysitter.
Citing precedent. Okay,
I'm going back.
In a surprise upset, Miss Botts, the babysitter bandit, snatches victory from the jaws of defeat. Holy shit. Ding, ding, ding. The babysitter bandit has killed Uter in the woods.
You could say we're eating Uter now.
Yeah, you could say we ate him, and he's in our stomachs.
Good knowledge.
Okay, middleweight. I'm repitching it. Kirk versus Gil. Middleweight.
Absolutely
bout.
Not. Because a fight in this level is hard for me to imagine a world where Lionel Hutz isn't there.
Oh my God.
We're talking, this is because then the top is still number one, closest to. Okay. Because is Apu here or top?
I think Apu
feels on the line between middle and heavy.
I think he might be heavy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, one from I'm missing a lightweight that I was going to pitch, but now I realize it's stupid. Disco Stew, but he's a light.
Disco
he's absolutely
Stew.
A light.
Yeah.
What about
Edna Krabappel?
Edna Krabappel, great one. Milhouse, actual Milhouse, not even Kurt.
Milhouse,
but he's number top tier.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I like
top tier.
He's a fan favorite too. He's kind of internationally beloved.
Yes.
It's so interesting how clear these categories are becoming to me. I'm Skinner? No, he's heavy. He's heavy.
He's
I love thinking about Milhouse being internationally loved. in Chechnya, they're Milhouse.
fucking some kind of soccer game.
Yeah.
We are the Milhouses. I love it. Everybody's got a little Milhouse in them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's alone on that seesaw.
Yeah.
His parents are divorced.
One of my favorite all-time characters, Nelson.
Nelson.
If I see myself in The Simpsons, it's Nelson.
There's Nelson. There's a pin. I'm showing a pin of Nelson.
It's
absolutely
perfect.
You're showing a pin of Nelson wearing a Misfits shirt, which
is very cool.
I don't really know where I got this one, though.
Which is an interesting point about Nelson. I think anyone you put him against, I mean, he's a combatant. You know, he's going to fuck him up.
Yeah. His real only matchup is Curly, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll throw in a Sideshow Bob here.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob. I think Sideshow Mel might even be here. I think you're right. I think Sideshow Bob is heavy. Sideshow Mel
is middle.
Light. Isn't he light?
Yeah, because Krusty's medium.
Is Krusty middle or heavy?
On the line. Because heavy to me is closest to family, most screen time, your own episodes.
Yeah.
Because
Which Cressy's had plenty of his
but
own
also
episodes.
I'm using like seniority sure. in the job because if Skinner's heavy, I did put Edna in medium, but like Edna, if Skinner's Edna is just as great of a.
Yeah, I like this logic. Skinner. I think this is this okay, all do you holds. Think-
but Skinner has his own episodes. Edna has one episode, but she got fucked over. And they have no, they're together. They're fucking in the closet.
Yeah. Like, and you I know? Saw so one of the babies and it looked at me.
So they have to be in the same category.
Yeah. So oh, would you have
Willie is like
versus,
a perfect middleweight.
But
Willie's fuckable.
But see so many
shout out
in the
shout
Simpsons.
Out to our Patreon podcast, which Simpson would you fuck?
Yeah. Willie. Yeah.
He's ripped. He's Flanders hot. Style ripped.
And I love that accent. I like Whoa. That part of the world.
Holy shit. What about Flanders versus Willie? I know Flanders is kind of a heavy, but listen, what a fight. They're both ripped.
What about Rod and Todd?
So funny you bring that up.
Oh my God. For the listener, Lisa brought up a Todd figure.
Yeah, little angel baby. Do you remember? I keep him in my pocket sometimes. He's just Aww. Like so cute.
Do you remember the one where you see them in the future and they're both like weird twins who live together and they both have the same mustache and they're like washing a car together?
Yeah. They're just a Joe McAdams kid.
Big time, dude. So funny. Anyway, okay. I kind of like Hutz versus Krabappel.
I like Hutz versus Smithers is good.
Hutz versus Smithers.
No, Hutz. No, Lionel Hutz is my number. He's so good.
He's got to be in this. He's got to be in this, I think.
Okay.
Troy McClure.
Oh, that's great. Hutz versus Troy McClure is the two.
It's Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman on Phil Hartman. Mm-hmm. Hartman on Hartman. Are we into this? Are we into this hot Hartman on Hartman action?
Oh, I genuinely like it. I'm in. I'm trying to think of things I know about Troy McClure. That's what it was.
Great.
He fucks fish.
He fucks fish.
Married Selma for money, baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
who plays McBain?
Mm-hmm. Rainier Wolfcastle.
Rainier Wolfcastle. Okay, he's light. He's light.
Yeah. Okay, I love it.
I love this.
I love it. Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Lionel Hutz and Troy McClure? And my gut says Hutz.
Why?
Because he's in the dumpster. He's getting his papers. He lives, you know, don't touch my stuff. He's got the knife. He fucking...
People don't talk enough about how Better Call Saul is just a Lionel Hutz show.
You're so right.
I feel like that hasn't been... We haven't made enough of how that's all that show is. Just dramatized Lionel Hutz.
That's a really good point. In a podcast way, you know, it's not like, good.
It's not like, here's the cure for something. I'm aware we're in a podcast and not like a laboratory.
No, write a paper. It's good.
Yeah, no, good.
Because like, okay, so Hutz is, you know, he gets thrown out of his office. He's scraping, he's scrounging. Whereas Troy McClure, he's a toy boy.
I see Troy.
He lives in an aquarium.
Yeah, I see him getting like bodies like, ah, like screaming. Mm-hmm. Like I see him kind of screaming with his limbs up in the air.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am? I don't know. Like,
is there a chance that Lionel
he's gonna fuck him to death?
Save it for the Patreon.
Let's see that action figure.
That's
is there a chance Lionel Hutz could like tap into Troy McClure's like ego and like. Or vice versa?
You know what? Maybe they would like not. Maybe they would lightly kind of battle until they like fell off a cliff or like got dehydrated.
That feels right. It feels like some ancillary thing would happen to them before they could really get very far.
Just
like they would both, hit by a truck. Like
weird question I've never posited before: is Troy McClure in shape? Is he like physically a combatant for?
I think
Hutz is kind of. A doughy guy, you know? I can't imagine he's real.
I think Troy McClure was in shape in the 70s and 80s in like a Travolta way.
Okay.
And then he kind of just was like,
he's in
shape. That's me, baby.
Yeah, he's in shape in a current Travolta way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what he would look like. Like he maybe was in shape at a certain point in life, but then life got to him, but he still has to try because he's in Hollywood.
Yeah. 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 He's at the gym, but it's more to just be seen, baby. I sweat number one films.
He's in Equinox riding a weird old bike they have.
I could see Troy McClure coming up with his own type of like Troycer size.
Yeah.
Can I say it's a draw?
No, the island craves justice, I'm afraid. There must be a winner.
I think Lionel's winning, and
I think Lionel takes it.
Yeah, I'm Team Hutz, baby.
Team Hutz. That's, I think if ever there was a chance for Troy to take it, I don't think he's a better fighter than Lionel Hutz. I think Lionel Hutz has been bitten by a rat while he slept. You know, I think Troy McClure is enough of a star that Lionel Hutz wouldn't want to hurt him. Because he would want to represent him, and he would fear legal reprisal.
Yes,
you know.
But how aware of legality is Lionel Hutz in any capacity?
I think. Well, that's a good point.
No contingency. I mean, you're good at quotes. I'm like an idiot. I can't remember. I went to.
Oh yeah, no.
I went to Simpsons trivia once, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna slay this shit." It was packed. I had to join a strange team. Eventually, they were like, "You need to calm down," and it was like. Whoa! I like went in thinking I was gonna have a good time. I got 22 out of 50 with my team of Rugrats. People were getting 49. I was like, "You got what the fuck?"
Good
like,
Lord!
I watch this all the time. Am I a fucking idiot? Like,
I've been to those Simpsons trivias. That shit is gnarly. People come to like five or six in a row and like remember the questions that they missed, and it's always like, it's like, what was the name of Bart's? What were the name of like Nelson's two little buddies in that episode?
I remember one that I missed.
He had two little buddies. What was the one that you missed?
That I've remembered since was what was the name of the store that the Simpsons bought their pool?
Oh, give me a second. Oh, I have no idea. That's insane. What's the what was it?
Pool Sharks, where the customer is our chum.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Fun.
That's I remember that the guy tried to sell him a pool called the Tingler. Ooh, the Tingler.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
like Treehouse of Horror is like, hey, we're not like fun scary anymore. We're like Lars von Trier scary. It's just these two old murderers on a boat and they sleep with each other. And doesn't that feel bad? Like watching the movie Dogville. All right.
Fucking hell.
Dude, okay. I've seen Dogville too many times to want to admit.
How did you want to watch it more than one time?
I was drawn to it in a sick way where I like probably watched it three or four times. I was like, what? I just couldn't stop. And now I can't even look at it.
It's a good movie, but it's very disturbing. It is the sea captain from The Simpsons having graphic sex disturbing.
All right, Sam, we got one for Lionel Hutz, we got one for Troy McClure. You're going to be the decider. Who wins it? Middleweight round.
Man, this is tough because I think like Hutz's big advantage is he's just desperate and insane. And then
he's cornered.
But like, and Troy is like pampered, and that makes me think Hutz initially. But Troy to like keep his spot in Hollywood may have some kind of Kevin Spacey sans the allegations. Level kind of sociopathy to like keep himself in the spotlight. And I wonder if he meets a million Lionel Hutzes a day. Like, is he constantly mowing through, you know, rows of Lionel Hutzes to try to like get his like terrible B movie made? But ultimately I think he's gotten soft and I think it's Lionel Hutz.
You think it's Lionel Hutz? Yeah. All right. Ding, ding, ding. Hutz takes it. Middleweight bout. I mean, I should have stuck with my gut. You know that dude can swing a briefcase, and you know that briefcase is filled with batteries. Because there's definitely not legal documents in there.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my life.
Okay.
I've had a lot of highs and lows. Life is just too much, man.
I know.
Yeah. That's why we
smoke
you know.
At 420.
Yeah.
That's why we smoked at 420.
Dude, I'm going to Johnny's after this. I'm going to fucking Johnny's. I don't care.
We love Johnny's in Highland Park.
I don't go enough. I'm going right now to Johnny's after this podcast. And I'm going to get fucking hammered. I'm going to get hammered alone.
Okay.
That's the bar for that. That's like the only bar you can do that at.
Maybe I'll bring my laptop. for a little bit.
Shout out Johnny's. I did that at the drawing room a fair amount of times.
Yeah, that's a good laptop bar.
The drawing room where nobody knows your name and that's the way you like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't report back.
You can't bring a book into Ye Rustic. This is just LA bar talk for our listeners, but
they love it. Get some wings.
Okay. Summer day. Oh, you know what we didn't say is we missed a good one.
Go on.
The burlesque lady.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Versus Agnes Skinner. Belle. Or Belle versus Belle. Agnes Skinner would have been an incredible fight.
Yeah.
Belle is one of those fuckables.
I kind of like Agnes as a fighter in general because she's quick with a hat pin, as we remember.
No, I see Belle and Luann Van Houten.
Oh, okay. That's also a good
fight. They're the two hottest in the room and they can't deal with it. And so they're like,
they have to, one of them has to go.
Yeah. It becomes a real Bravo Network kind of fight. Like there's a lot of wine. There's like wine in the face. And like...
Now that's our Patreon episode. That might be our OnlyFans
episode. I have to pay someone to draw me a Simpsons version of that.
Oh yeah.
Housewives. Yeah. Well, I got, look at my background. It's Malibu Stacey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
But the thing is wild is I do have other interests. I don't want people thinking I'm psychotic. My home look, it's not overwhelming.
Lisa, yeah. I need you to know that as we speak, as we record this podcast, the Simpsons are on in another room playing to nothing because I can't have them not on.
Well, yeah, no, I obviously knew. You know all the... Yeah. Okay.
But it's just those seven seasons.
Which is fine, but I dabble into the lower teens.
Mm-hmm. And, I get into 10.
And if I'm at a hotel or it's like...
It's a I'm wild on a flight, weekend.
I'll watch a new one. Because someone gave me a good point and they said... Yeah, you're comparing it to the best thing that ever existed. It's still pretty good compared to television.
I'll dig back in.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'll dig back in every once in a while just to test the waters. They haven't got me back yet, but they did. I did laugh really hard at a joke. I can't remember the episode, more recent episode, but it's a future episode where like they go to the future and they talk about Australian Airways and they show outside like Australian Airways and it's like a dude in like animal skins riding an aeroplane, like whipping the reins on it. It's very funny. It made me laugh really
I still
hard.
Watch Treehouse of Horror every year. The new Treehouse of Horror I watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And add it to the end of my marathon.
Yeah.
Of every Treehouse of Horror. Yeah. It's great. It's a like tradition that I value more than like Christmas. Sure. Yeah. It's like watching all the Treehouse of Horrors in a row.
Let me ask you this. Who are your heavyweight Simpsons characters who aren't the Simpsons?
So I'm going to immediately, and I mentioned one earlier, but Patty and Selma are in this category.
I was also thinking Patty and Selma.
And they got to come as a team. So this is, if Patty and Selma are in, then it's a tag team match.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to say the next tag team would be Burns and Smithers.
Man, you maybe just nailed it. That's really hard to argue with. That's
really
good
out of the gate.
Yeah, and I wish it could be Sideshow Bob and something. Maybe it's Sideshow Bob and Krusty.
He could be the ref.
Sideshow Bob and Krusty is maybe.
Let's just talk about it. But would they work in concert?
Right. Yeah.
Would they team up?
But it's like wrestling where like sometimes enemies will become tag team partners.
No, that's like evil. That's fun. If we're in a wrestling match, of course, Krusty and Sideshow Bob. Yeah. That's an event. I would pay big bucks to get that pay-per-view.
Let's get some more animated pay-per-views going. That's what I want to say.
They're back together. They're back to, God damn, I would pay for that. They're back together for the first time since he fucking turned on him and tried to frame him for murder. That, you know, the fight... You know, people are here to see the fight between these opponents as much as they are to see the tension between Krusty and Sideshow Bob. I love it. I like that. Patty and Selma versus Sideshow Bob and Krusty.
Oh, I think the 420 worked and I didn't even imagine that. Can you imagine them going for it right now? Holy shit.
It's a little bit of a a vengeance match for Selma.
Curls, big hair everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, it is a Selma vengeance match. A Vel match.
He tried to explode her.
He tried to explode her. Okay, let's Apu, honorable mention. Willie, I put Willie heavyweight.
Very hard not to include Burns and Smithers. I think Burns it might be my favorite Simpsons character. I maybe laugh the hardest at Burns jokes.
But
I love
part of
Burns
what
stuff.
Makes him so funny is how feeble he is. And if you put him on Fight Island, I think he's gonna die from the fight fumes alone. You know, just get boxed across the room. Punched across the room by a stiff island.
Are Lou and Carl here?
Yes, absolutely they would be here.
Okay, all right. Lou and Carl. No, Lenny and Carl.
We all knew what you meant and just operated as such.
Yeah.
Lenny and Carl would absolutely be here. And I almost prefer that. Lenny and Carl versus Patty and Selma.
Yeah, I love that.
That's really good.
Is that what you
want? Are we doing that?
Let's do that because I feel like it's more... It's more symmetrical.
And it's more regular ass people. Like Bob's been to prison. Christy is a clown, which as far as we know, clowns can't be killed. Okay, so question before us. Who would win in a fight between Lenny and Carl versus Patty and Selma? And
it's weird because men would usually win in a fight.
But Patty and Selma
are just filthy bitches.
Well, and Lenny and Carl seem so pacifist. Do you know what I mean? It's like those are the two most like non-conflictual people on the entire show.
But did we fuck this one up? Did we just throw Lenny and Carl to the lions?
It feels like we threw them to the wolves.
Okay.
Not one mention of Barney, which strikes me as odd.
Or Mo.
Oh my god. Mo.
How about this? Let's switch out Lenny and Carl right now. Mo and Barney versus Patty and Selma.
That would end in an orgy. That can't happen.
Hey, and that's why it's a good fight. Why do you think people watch UFC? Because someday, it's going to go.
I'm going to go one further and say, okay, this has never happened in Fight Island history. We're pinch fighting in fighters. Lenny and Carl, get the hell out of there. They're going to kill you. My God, here come Mo and Barney, and I'm gonna crank the tension up here by saying Mo and Barney met Patty and Selma the night before in the Fight Island bar, and they've already hooked up. This is the next day, a surprise fight.
Okay, I mean, as a fighter, Barney's strength is just that he can't feel pain.
He cannot be killed.
He just can get hit in the face 100,000 times, and you're like, yeah, he's very drunk. I don't know what you want.
He can also, from the looks of things, eat money. He can eat coins with no adverse effects. He can drink pretty much anything.
Mo's got the same Lionel Hutz thing where it's like, he's a raccoon trapped in your garage. He's insane.
Mo has edge.
Mo wants to die.
But I want it to be someone that we want Patty and Selma to kill.
Oh, okay. Well,
not kill. I don't know why I'm going so well.
No, it's okay.
No, we usually go kill.
lots of people die, but I need to get a fair fight out of you here. I need you to pick someone that you think could reasonably beat Patty and Selma. Who do we think we would put up against?
I'm going to just say some other characters. I'm not for or against. I'm just remembering other characters I think are in this. Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, the chief of police, are we not? Wiggum is not.
Or Wiggum.
And then I forgot the other one. But there's no duos. Again. There's no duos.
That's true.
Yeah, duos. I mean, Kang and Kodos.
Yes.
Sam Wiles.
Is that who could hold up to Patty and Selma?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Because if they die an alien death, it's perfect. If they win, it's incredible for everyone.
Yeah,
this is perfect.
But it's funny. It's not like men just beating the shit out of our girls.
This is incredible.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Perfect.
It's tentacles.
It's tentacles.
Funner.
Sure.
That's a tattoo I would get, but I don't have too many Simpsons tattoos. Like,
how many do you have presently?
I only have two.
What are they?
I have Maggie with a balloon, and I think I should have gotten her in the snowsuit, but whatever.
That's fun.
And then I have, it's just an outline black of Treehouse of Horror, Santa's Little Helper, and Snowball 2 as one.
Okay. Oh, great.
That's cool.
And boy, I think I would get one of the aliens. I would also get the dog with a puffy tail.
Ooh, that's good.
I would also get the boys in their wigs, or just like Milhouse in his wig.
What about, that's very good with the, yeah. The big
but I want the, my next Simpsons haircut. Tattoo. Maybe you guys can actually help me because you're kind of psychotic, it seems like. So I want to get an obscure one. Like, I want it to be so obscure that only if you really know it will you know.
The Simpsons tattoo, I don't have any tattoos, but one has popped in my head is the Nuke the Whales poster.
I have a t-shirt. I have that t-shirt. Somebody gave it to me for Christmas.
I'm jealous. I may order a Nuke the Whales t-shirt.
Maybe like a stylized version of Dignity from when Kirk draws it on the...
I don't hate that. I definitely don't...
It's a door! Use it!
That's my favorite episode. But I don't think that's even obscure enough.
Sure,
maybe
okay.
Is.
What
maybe
about
I'm
this?
Just a psycho.
What about this? What? Remember
that is, I've just seen it on Instagram already. I follow all the time. I follow it all. So I've seen it. I definitely want to do something different.
That's okay. What about this? The same scene where Homer sees the dog with a puffy tail, guy incognito.
It wouldn't fit my vibe.
Okay.
It's like I have a fun little...
When you Google Kirk Van Houten Dignity, Google Kirk Van Houten Dignity, the first thing that comes up is the tattoo. Is people's tattoos of it.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
I had a pin of the I'm a stupid baby thing.
I love that.
That was fun.
Because I love... I really love Millpool.
That's very, very good.
Like, that's cute, but that's not obscure. Like, I want something where if someone goes... love that. I'm like, okay. Like, it's exciting. Sure. But I haven't thought of it yet, except the dog with the puffy tail.
That's very good. Well, you could get Hans Molman getting hit in the crotch by a football. That's always fun. Anyway,
you're not listening
we'll
to me. You're not helping me. I said obscure and you said Moleman. I mean...
He's practically a middleweight, Jordan.
How obscure do you want me to go? Smilin' Joe Vision, then. Season one. Let's do this thing.
Wait, what's Smilin' Joe Vision?
Oh, am I now too obscure?
Well, no, I just... But is it good for a tattoo?
Yeah, he's a guy made out of, like, atoms and shit. He's the little cute elf from the...
Okay, that's pretty fun.
Aha! I've done it. Okay, come over. I'll start
Springy.
The tattoo this
or
afternoon.
Or Springy. That reminds me of Springy, but that's later season.
What if you got Bitey?
Who's Springy?
Think it was...
Bitey!
What about Bitey?
That's
Bitey,
fun.
Bitey. The lizard?
No.
Bitey is the big one. Bitey is the possum with all the... In
oh
the
my
monorail.
God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking hell. I could just do this for a podcast. Let's just have a podcast called
Do you think there are any Simpsons podcasts?
Simpsons
remember when? You remember when? that one time in The Simpsons?
That's really I like the Bitey. That's so good.
That's a really good one.
I love those possums.
Do you remember in the one where somebody goes to jail and they show up and they're like, you got the wrong guy. And Wiggum is like, nuts. All right, Dr. Colossus, you're free to go. And he opens the door and this guy walks out. He's like, but don't go back to Mount Doom. And he's like, oh, but all my stuff is up there. I think Dr. Colossus would be a pretty funny one. Okay. So question before
Kang
us.
And Kodos.
Who would win in a fight between Patty and Selma versus Kang and Kodos?
I want Kane and Kodos to win. I feel weird about it, though.
Kane and Kodos are definitely... I mean, they have, as mentioned earlier, enslaved the Earth before.
No,
they've
I want
done
Patty
it
and Selma to win.
I
don't know.
Do it.
Here's my argument for Patty and Selma. Mm-hmm. Yes, Kang and Kodos are aliens with ray guns and technology, and they eat people and they're vicious. Mm-hmm. But they
allegedly
are...
eat people. Actually, that was disproven.
Oh, huh.
At the end of
anyway,
the episode.
What is true is they are kind of incompetent.
They're idiots.
They are fuck
they?
Ups. Patty and Selma don't really fuck up. They actually kind of have their shit together.
Yeah,
they
get
have
shit
steady
done
jobs at an annoying place. They pay their rent on time. They know that Homer's stupid. They could trick Kang and Kodos. I think they somehow like tell Kang and Kodos, like, actually the lever that kills us is over there, and it's like in a shed full of dynamite or something. Like their hubris will get them tricked, and the kind of perfect duo to do that is Patty and Selma. So I'm voting Patty and Selma. Okay.
Patty and Selma. You're voting Kang and Kodos, Lisa.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm
trying to be swayed by your, like the shark in Shark Tank, and you guys are giving me your pitches.
Okay.
And
then I'm
she's all four sharks. One.
I'll tell you, I think, see, Sam, you make a good point. You know, Patty and Selma have a knife and a gun in their purse respectively. And you know that like Kang and Kodos aren't used to that. They're used to humanity being afraid of them, kind of crumbling before them, you know, kneel before me, puny. Mm-hmm. So I think somebody pulling out, you know, a fucking one of those key rings that has the spikes on it, the cat's eye, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And like just going at him with their keys. I don't think they're expecting that.
Yeah.
But I think I still have to put the technology side of things.
Yeah.
In mind, I think it tips it. I think I'm giving it to Kang and Kodos. So that's one for Patty and Selma, one for Kang and Kodos. Lisa, take it home.
I just think for the comedy and how I'm imagining it in my head, it's funnier if Kang and Kodos win.
Yeah. How does it happen?
Because I think there would be like a slime thing, or I'm thinking of the tube thing with the Clintons or whatever.
I don't want to end my term in a tube.
So like,
God, that's so good. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right. I could see them getting ejected into space. I want them in a weird
body position with their hairy legs splayed out. And like
swirling into space. The contents of the purse emptying. It's like, it's way more weapons than we were expecting. You know, Jub was in there.
Jub, that would be a fun tag.
Or, you know what? I think the tag is like, okay, so Kang and Kodos launched them into space after some, you know... it stabbed me in the eye. Kodos, launch it. You know, they get launched into space. Patty and Selma die. And then the tag is like 20 years later, something crashes down on a nearby planet and it's one of their purses. And Jub crawls out to start life on a new planet. I think that's your post-credits scene.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. I love it.
Nice. The opposite of hate, baby.
It's the best you can ask for. Ding, ding, ding. Kang and Kodos take it in the heavyweight bout of The Simpsons without The Simpsons. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here on the island. Where can people find you around the internet?
I'm at Glitter Cheese. I have a podcast called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast.
Hell yeah.
I have a half hour on Netflix.
Hell yeah.
That's that.
Absolutely.
I'll be in the bed. I'll be doing nothing for a while.
So don't find her there. Find her at the designated places.
So those accounts will be active. Sam, what are you up to these days aside from, you know, fighting the vid?
Comedy is postponed for me for a while. Yeah, just rate and review Fight Island on iTunes and stuff, and then follow me on Twitter at VoteSamWiles. And if you haven't yet, which if you would have done it anyway, check out my album, Regular Guy Out of Hell, on Spotify.
Do him a favor. The guy's got a virus, for the love of God.
Listen to the thing I recorded literally the day before the pandemic 2 years ago.
Yeah, it is a hilarious jumping off point. Of like, boy, I hope this thing's gone in a couple of days.
Yeah, it sounds very stupid.
And it's also very funny. Check out Sam online. Definitely check out Lisa online. And you can check me out, too. I'm Razor Lou all over the place. I'm on the Twitch. I'm on the I've ticked a talk or two. I'm on Instagram, mainly Twitter. Find me, I'll follow you back. And rate Fight Island.
We're back,
baby. And if you really like what we do, check out the Patreon. You can get some additional content bi-weekly and help support the stream. And our eternal thanks. And Sam, I think that does it. for our first episode back for 2022.
You better do a nice, cute photo.
We're going to do a nice, cute photo for like for being back.
Like a fun cover photo.
In yeah, 2022, absolutely.
It better be so, like, fun and clever.
The pressure's on. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Oh, no. Oh, not tonight. Not tonight. Get Duffed!
Hey, it's Duffman, the guy in a costume that creates awareness of Duff.
Duffman wants to party down with the man who sent in 10,000 Duff Lamos to bring me here today. I've got a bottomless mug of new Duff Extra Cold for Barney Gumble.
Driver. America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.